Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have amongst us Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Memon Sahab all the way from Buffalo, America. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his coming here, reward him and his family. He accepted the dawat of Khanqaya Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His family has had close ta'alluq with Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the ulama's coming. Make the Islahi Ijtimai success, inshallah. And we are fortunate that we have him amongst us. He's going to give us some nasiha. And we want everyone to listen attentively, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hada wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اجتبى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama and elders, dear brothers and listeners, very frankly speaking, at this time, I am not in a position of giving a talk after a long journey of more than 24 hours. I was expecting that there won't be no program today, but when brothers informed us about this program, we said, okay, we'll try, inshallah, whatever we can. And it's one thing that I have always learned from our mashayikh, our scholars, that when a person is addressing a gathering, it's not me, the one who's speaking, who really counts or who would really be able to do something, anything special for the gathering. It's basically through the blessing of the gathering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the speaker say whatever he has to say. A lot of times, you have a real good topic in your mind, and as soon as you start, everything is gone. And many times, there is nothing in the mind. Even when you think about it, you can't think of anything. You just go and sit and you say, okay, Ya Allah, I don't know what to say. And then all of a sudden, through the barakah and the dua of some of the people in the gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just opens up everything. The reason I'm mentioning this, inshallah, at this time, we need a lot of du'as from you. A lot of tawajjuh, a lot of prayers, inshallah. And when you want me to speak, stop my talk, then inshallah you stop that tawajjuh and du'a. The ayah that I have just recited, I'm sure we all recognize the ayah being from Surah Al-Baqarah, and one of the very beginning ayahs of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Generally, the ayah is about munafiqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are some people who say, Amanna billahi wa bil yawmil akhir, we believe in Allah, we believe in the last day, but truly they are not believers. Yukhadi'un Allah wal ladina amanu, they are trying to cheat Allah and cheat the people of Iman. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. In reality, they are only cheating themselves and they are not aware of it. And the reason behind all of this that they're doing, the games that they're playing is فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, there is a disease in their heart. And since they are not purifying it, they are not cleaning it, they are not paying any attention to it, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, Allah is only increasing their disease. After going through this general message of the ayah, if a question is posed to any one of us, who the ayah is about, right away, we'll say it's about munafiqeen. Now, I would just like everyone to think. You don't have to answer it to any other person. We just need to think over it for ourselves, that if me and you are saying that this ayah is about munafiqeen, then can you just think about someone who you think that is a munafiq? Have you ever met a munafiq in your life? Do we know who are munafiqeen? Where are the munafiqeen? Where to look for them? Is it a group of people that we can find in churches, synagogues, or temples? Where are we going to find these munafiqeen? So at least I would like to know, where are those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? Do they really exist at our time, or the ayah is old? Wal'ayyazu billah. Where are these people? And if we start looking deeply in the ayahs of Al-Quran Al-Kareem and in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would know that the place to find munafiqeen is not out there, is in here. Unfortunately, our relationship with Quran is such that when ayahs about shirk, kufr, and those type of ayahs are recited to us, we say, yeah, these ayahs are related to mushrikeen. You know, we read the tafsir also, and we may even do the tafsir ourselves, that, you know, this ayah is about mushrikeen, this is about kuffar, this is about Yahud, Nasara, all of those people, bad people. Then the ayahs come about munafiqeen, this is, I don't know who they are very bad people. You know, there were people like Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, and there were a lot of munafiqeen during the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They used to do a lot of wrong things, bad group of people. Then we read ayah about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ulaika ashabul jannatihum fiha khalidun, mashallah, yeah, this is me. This is people of Jannah now. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. MashaAllah, this is all for me. This is, very truly speaking, this is how we deal with Quran. We never, the thought doesn't even come to us that those ayahs that are talking about munafiqeen may be applying on me, وَلَيَّازُ بِاللَّهِ. Not only this, I really hate to go into the details at this time, that if we look at the things about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described regarding mushrikeen and kuffar, there may be a lot of things that were over there and they still exist in us at this time. There may be that a lot of people who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were ready to embrace Islam, But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw certain things in those people and said, this person cannot be a believer. Laysa minna, he is not of us. And when we look at those things, the reasons for which those people were rejected to be considered in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, the very same reason does exist within ourselves. But still, after all of that, the only ayahs that apply to us are ulaika ashabul jannah. That's all. Just take a simple example. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have known about a person during his time who spends a whole month and does not have time to recite Quran, who spends a whole month, does not have time to attend the gatherings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn the deen. A whole month is gone by, this person did not have the time and opportunity to sit and do some istighfar. What do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call that person? And there are a lot of ahadith that would give us this straight answer. But I'm sure we all understand that this person will not be considered in the category of those Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'een about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That these people sleep very little at night, and at the time of suhoor, which means the last portion of night, they are doing istighfar. This is the quality of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. A person who wanted to be in the group of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, in simple words, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, these had to be his qualities. Otherwise, he's out of it. And now we see that a lot of those things for which a person may have been considered to be munafiq out of the ummah, out of the group of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'een, all of those things, they are within us. Ramadan to Ramadan, we don't get chance to recite Quran. And it's not a small number of our ummah and our group and our people who do not get the chance. Ramadan to Ramadan, we don't even get an opportunity to sit and learn deen, masail, basic masail of our deen. Just ask yourself, that God forbid if tomorrow when our children are out there and someone approaches them about a question related to Dajjal, that Dajjal won't be a real man, you know, how can you have a person who would do all of these things, travel throughout the world. It means, you know, all of this TV and all of the other things that are in existence at this time. And a lot of books have been written about this nowadays, where people are trying to convince us that Dajjal is not a name of a person. And then they start twisting their hadith, and a lot of new things are coming up. Are our children ready to face that? When was the last time me and you, we sat with our children and discussed the aqaid, just the beliefs? That we informed them that, you know, remember the belief about Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salatu was salam was there, he was a prophet of Allah, and this is what he did. Quran speaks about him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he would come back. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Isa alayhi salam, one day he will come back and this will be his task, this is what he would do. When was the last time that we discussed these things with our children? Do they really know the details about our iman and our aqaid and our beliefs? And if not, what's the chance of someone coming, approaching our children, and creating doubts in their minds regarding these issues that are issues of faith and iman, not just issues of tahara and different the halal and haram. These are the issues of iman and kufr. When we say that these people are Qadianis, those people are Ismailis, and all of those people, look at those people. Who are those people? If you look at their backgrounds, many of those people were those who were Muslims. They were in our masjid some years ago, and now they are somewhere else. They were born in Muslim families. They were raised in Muslim families, just families like our souls. And all of a sudden, a person came, approached them with different type of aqaid. They were not aware of their own beliefs. Right away, they started following it. They did not come out of graves, out of ground, that, okay, this person who comes out of this land, he becomes Qadiani by itself. No. Those people were believers. They were from, same like us. In fact, many of us, they were more virtuous than we are. But all of a sudden, confusion came to them about aqidah, about iman, about belief. They lost everything. The point is, each and every ayah of Quran is applicable to us. When the ayahs are related to shirk and mushrikeen and their behavior and kuffar and disbelievers, we have to see what are we doing. Am I making any mistake related to these things? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are people who associate partners with Allah, and the sign of their association of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they love them the way they are supposed to love Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The true people of Iman, they love Allah the most. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the sign of these people being mushrikeen and kuffar is that they have some partners in this thing, in this world. They have things in this world that they love those things as much as they are supposed to love Allah. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a quick comparison between kuffar and between mushrikeen and the people of Iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The people of Allah love Allah the most. Today when you talk to someone about love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person cannot even digest it, cannot even understand it. What does love mean? Yeah, I believe in Allah, but love, what does that mean? And as this love is going out of our hearts and our minds, if our phone rings and you know someone that loves you would be calling you 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll pick up the phone. And 5 o'clock, the adhan is being called, the person doesn't wake up. There is love there is no love here. He recognizes the love with that person, does not recognize the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, I'm sure now everyone realizes that this is a very deep topic that we really need to go back and think over our situation with our iman, with our connection with our Quran, with the book of Allah, with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the problem with the people of book during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what was their main problem? What was the thing that kept them away from iman, from believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognize him the way they recognize their own children. So the problem was not, they did not know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they could not recognize him. The problem was, they did not follow him. Recognizing was not enough. That was not sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just knowing, just recognizing, oh, I know, yeah, he is the person that our books talks about. That was not enough. You must believe in him, you must follow him. And that was the problem. They did not accept to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuously the order was coming to them, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. But they refused to follow. They recognized. And Allah witnesses for them that yes, they recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the same way. We do recognize him. But how much are we following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I'm just giving few examples here. I'm not going into the details of these topics. I'm just setting some examples so we can understand that we really need to establish a strong connection with our deen. And start looking into the Quran, into the hadith, and look at different groups of people, different type of ayahs that are there, and make sure that we are not making any of the mistakes that was made by the people who went off the track in the past. What mistakes did they make? And we have to make sure that we are not repeating the same mistake. If I summarize this thing, we would say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to this world and he started his da'wah and people started coming into Islam, what was the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started working on? Many times we say iman. Of course, it was iman and faith. But if we look deep into the ayahs of Al-Quran, we would realize that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was building a type of personality amongst the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'een, that we may call it a Muslim personality, where whenever Islam comes, Islams take priority over everything else. This was a personality. Just like we all have different type of personalities. This is a very amazing topic too, that as we know that with millions of people in the world, everyone has a different look. Subhanallah, you know, if a person is out of this world and you try to convince that person that, you know, in this world we have these many billions of people and every person's face is different, his look is different than the other person, it would be difficult for people to believe. Just think about it. Where are you going to bring so many designs from? When they're designing cars and different things, they're running out of design. They're paying people millions of dollars just to come up with some new designs after, okay, we'll change a new design after 5 years, after 10 years. They can't bring a different design for each and every car that's out in the street. And there are more human beings for sure than the cars that are out there. And we have the same things on the face, our nose, eyes, ears, whatever. And everything is same. But just with these few things that are on the face, subhanAllah, every person's design is different. Look at the Khaliq subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ooh, you just think about it and you run out of design, you know, just with these, with the small face here. It's so small that if you want to play with it, it's difficult to start changing, making changes to it. But subhanAllah, every person's look is different. For us, maybe that, you know, all the Chinese people look the same and look alike. But for them, they recognize each other. They are all different. When they look at us, they don't recognize us. They say, all of you people are the same. But Khaliq subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us different. And as many different face and looks we have, same way personalities are different also. Everyone's personality is different than the other person's personality. And normally when you meet a person, after you see the person's face, the first thing now you like to know about the person is about his personality. What type of person is he? Can I talk to him? Or I better stay away? You know, a lot of the first thing you would like to know, okay, now can I make a joke? Or no, he's not a person who would ever smile in his life. You know, better stay away. So that would be one of the first things you like to know about the person. Recognition through face, and now, as getting closer, you would like to know the personality. And then we deal with people according to their personalities. So everyone is dealing with us according to our personality. If a person would know that if you mention some of his old relatives and friends, he would get very angry because he had very bad experience with them. That person would never mention those people's name in front of you. Because that would upset you. And he doesn't want to create a situation here. So we all try to find out our personalities. You know, even when we are dealing with our own children. Some of the children, they get very angry about things, and you don't want to get into that. So then you deal with them in a different way. Some of them, if you tell them, do this, no, I won't. He doesn't want to do it. They're very rebellious. So mashallah, you know, you tell them, mashallah, everyone was admiring you. You're so nice, alhamdulillah. And people were saying, they saw you doing all of this work. And I told them, you know, I don't even have to tell him. He just picks up all the garbage and he throws it out, mashallah, every day. And that will be time that he may seem, okay, he goes and he does all of that. But if you tell him, do it, he won't. And at early childhood, we all went through it. If you want the child to do something, tell him not to do it. Don't eat, and the child would eat. Tell them, eat, and he, no, I don't want to eat. We all went through this. Different personalities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gathered people from all these different personalities. And amazing, amazing. Just think about it. That two of the greatest people in Islam, in this ummah, and greatest people after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, two people with totally two different opposite personalities. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu. For us, we would say, I can deal with this type of personality, but not that one. I can deal with Abu Bakr, but Umar, you know, if he comes, I have to tell him, you know, come tomorrow. Because it's difficult to deal with him. He gets upset, or whatever else. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he dealt with all of these personalities. And if these are the two extremes, then we have all other type of personalities out there. Amongst the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. And if you look at Al-Ashr al-Mubashara, the 10 people who got the glad tidings of Jannah, subhanallah, all different personalities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked on all of these people and made sure of one thing, that their personality becomes Islam. You know about a person in the family, when he gets hungry, he can't stop. He has to eat. Otherwise, now he will be angry as he is hungry. And if you make him stop, a lot of us, you know, wives know, you know, anything else is fine, but when he comes home, food must be ready. And it has to be warm. So, they take care of that, you know, at least give the food and everything. If the house is not clean, anything else is fine, but food has to be ready on time. Some other people, no, cleanliness is more important. You know, food, I'll wait 10 more minutes. Don't worry about it. Different personalities, and we deal accordingly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure that everyone's personality becomes Islam, and that is, everyone knew that in the presence of this person, don't say anything against Islam. He won't take it. Say anything against his business, against himself, or anything else. But nothing against deen. He won't take it. Don't expect from this person to delay his prayer. He won't do it. That's his personality. Never expect that he would stop reading Quran. And you ask him that, okay, today if you give up the time for Quran and we'll go and do some work. Don't expect that. Don't even mention it to him. Don't even dare to say anything like this to him. Because I know his personality. He won't accept it. There is no way he can get it. Our children, when they know our personality, they deal with us accordingly. They know, Dad, I need a TV, you know, all of my friends have it, okay. He knows that after some time, you know, Dad will say, okay, fine, son. They know our personality. They know that, okay, in haram we will give up. But Dad, today, you know, we need to go for outing, and I know, Dad, you have to go to job, but I'm sorry, you know, all of our friends also went for outing, and how about you take us for outing today? He won't even mention it to you. Because he knows your personality. Job is very important. Work hour. How can I get out of that? I have to be at job today. Wives comes, you say, you know, I'm very sick. Yeah, but you know, I have an appointment today. We have a meeting. Time for salah. We have to go out for shopping. Okay, yeah, I was thinking to go to masjid, but that's fine. Okay, let's go to mall. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure that he developed the right personality, and that would be Islamic personality. Their personality was Islam. Whenever Islam came there, that would be the priority. Everyone knew they would not compromise with their deen. They would compromise with anything else. Ask him for money, he will give it to you. Ask him for time, he will give it to you. anything else, he would do it for you. Ask him to give up anything that is part of deen, part of the sunnah, he won't do it. And now when we look in Quran al-Kareem, we realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really went in a lot of depth in speaking about personalities. I won't go into the detail, but I would just like to point out some of these ayahs so we can look at that. And then we see what is our personality, how we deal with these situations. For example, the ayah that I recited, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. There are people who say we believe in Allah and we believe in Akhirah, but they are not believers. They are cheating Allah and the believers. In reality, they are cheating themselves. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عَلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. Another personality. There are people who argue about Allah without having any proofs from the book, وَلَا هُدًى, and without having any guidance, وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ, and nothing from this pure book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent from Quran. There are people. This is their personality. When it comes to deen, you always see them arguing about it. You tell the person about anything related to Sharia, you know, eat with your hand. You know, say, why can't I speak with eat with a spoon? What's wrong with eating with it? And now, next day, the person is sick. And he cannot lift the, hold the spoon properly. So the doctor told him, you know, in these days it's better that you don't use the spoon. Or maybe something wrong with the mouth. And he says, you know, no, nothing metal or plastic should touch your mouth. So eat with your own hand. Okay, doc, I'll do that. He doesn't argue with the doctor. But he will argue with every alim that will tell him anything about related to Sharia. The mechanic says, use this oil. He says, okay, that's fine. This is the only oil that I'll use for my car. But an alim says that, you know, use only, stay away from that type of food because there is doubt about it. Why? There are people who, this is their personality. They just keep on arguing about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every gathering, we hear people, everyone is a mufti, mashallah. We see it ourselves. Another personality. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are people who worship Allah while being at the edge of iman. They never like to get into it fully. يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. He worships Allah while being just at the edge of iman. Why? فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرِ اِطْمَأَ النَّبِي. If he gets anything good from iman, he is satisfied with it. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ. He gets through hardships and difficulties because of his iman. إِنْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ. He turns away. MashaAllah, beard, imama, everything, wherever I go, MashaAllah. People say, MashaAllah, welcome Mawlana Sahab. MashaAllah, come, there is da'wat here. And people are waiting, salam and everything. See, MashaAllah, look, barakah of deen and iman. Next day, God forbid, the person is walking out on the street, people made fun of him, the beard is gone. It happened. We see it. فَإِنَ صَابَهُ خَيْرِ اطْمَأَنَّ النَّبِي. Whenever he gets the benefit out of his deen and iman, he is very satisfied, mashallah, very good. See the barakah of sunnah. And when asabatu fitna, at a time of hardships, he gives away all of this. That's the real time to hold on to this. At the time of ease, everyone follows it. At the time of difficulties, the time when we really see if this person really believes in what he's doing or not. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many of his ahadith, went into depth explaining different type of personalities. The bottom line is that we really need to work on ourselves. These personalities, they do not get developed by themselves, the good personality. Yes, we just left it alone. Whatever way it develops. The person gets angry, throughout the life he's just angry and everyone knows him for his anger. And that's it, stay away from it. This is not a personality. This is not a good human being. That for everything he's angry. Every second day he's upset. He's just looking for a reason to argue. Of course, on the other hand, there is a person, he's never angry. Every time he's laughing. Of course, if a person keeps on laughing all the time, there is something wrong with him too. Just like extreme anger, same thing, extreme situation of just being laughing at all times. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to deal with ourselves, how to develop our own personality, when to get angry, when not to get angry, when to talk at what situation and how to talk and how to deal with situations, how to deal with people, to the extent how to deal with animals, how to deal with enemies, how to deal, I mean anything and every situation a person goes through in his or her life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned ways of dealing with it. And those are the Islamic ways of dealing with situation. When we don't know the Islamic ways of dealing with situations because of not having the proper knowledge regarding this field in the light of Quran and Sunnah, then most of the time we end up ruining situations. We end up turning people away from deen. And many times we may be doing things that are not approved, not accepted in our deen, but we consider ourselves to be great workers of deen and mashallah, I did something very great that I just kicked the person out of the masjid. Maybe a situation was that if you would have dealt in a better, in a different situation, that would give, will win that person's heart. Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, once I saw a person whose paint was going below his ankles. So, he says, I went to the person that it was a young man and I said to him, you know, this is haram, lift your pant up. And he said to me, who cares about it? So Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, at that time I realized I really made a big mistake. Up to this point, he was just committing a sin of having his pain going below ankle. But now, he is just denying the order of Sharia, which is, subhanallah, you know, we don't want to say where it leads to, but if it gets further, it will lead to kufr, wal-ayyazu billah. He said, at that time I realized it was my mistake. I should not have dealt with it in this way. So developing the right personality, understanding what are the situations, understanding our own situation with our deen, our connection with the Quran, and how we are supposed to develop this personality. The main thing we need to remember that this personality will be developed by being around those who have the right personality. If you really, we leave people, you leave your son around people who are always just fighting and arguing, this is what he would develop, that he would develop that personality of just arguing and fighting all the time. This is why we make sure that our children don't be out there on the street. Don't spend time with people who are smoking. Otherwise, he'll start smoking. He's out there with people who are drinking. He will start drinking. So same way, when we spend time with people who are not doing salah, then we gradually stay away from it. When we are spending time with people who are not following the deen, they are not following the sunnah, they are not following the sharia, gradually this is what comes in our life. Unknowingly. لا يشعرون. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't even realize it. They don't even know it. And gradually it just goes away from them. So we have to make sure that we stay around people who have developed the right Islamic personality. So that by being around them, we will keep on developing the right personality and learn how to deal with situation in the light of Quran and Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to follow the Sharia. And to follow the Sharia in the right way, not just according to our old understanding of it, okay, I learned my Salah and Tahara and few things, and this is everything in my life. No, developing the right understanding. And making sure that our thoughts are also according to the way that Sharia would approve. When we think about situations, when we look at situations, we look at it from the Sharia's angle, not from our own angle. We don't look at it from different point of views, we look from the point of view of the Sharia. We always wear the glasses of the Sharia, and this is how we judge things, and this is how we look at things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the right understanding. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم آته الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته واجزه عنا أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا
ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين، أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في ديننا ودنيانا وآخرتنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. إله العالمين همار الجماعة هناك وقبول فرما لي. رب العالمين هم سبك مغفرت فرما دي. رب العالمين هم سبك وبخش دي. إله العالمين سبك وبخش دي. تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے، چھوٹے ہوں بڑے ہوں. رب العالمین جان بوجھ کے کیے، غلطی میں کیے، چھپ کے کیے یا کھلم کھلے کیے، سب معاف فرما دے. تیرے جو نیک صالح بندے ہیں ان کی برکت سے ہمیں بھی قبول فرما لے، ہمارا شمار بھی صلحاء میں فرما دے. رب العالمین ہمیں دین کی صحیح سمجھ عطا فرما دے، دین پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے، ہمارے دلوں کو پاک صاف فرما دے. رب العالمین ہمارے دلوں کو ایمان پہ جما دے. رب العالمین ایمان کی توفیق عطا فرما دے، ایمان کامل عطا فرما، نفاق سے محفوظ فرما، شرک سے محفوظ فرما، شرکی اعمال سے محفوظ فرما، منافقوں والی خصلتوں سے محفوظ فرما، ایمان کامل عطا فرما دے، ہمارے دلوں کو جوڑ دے، محبتیں نصیب فرما دے. اللہ العالمین ہمیں ہر قسم کی خیر عافیت نصیب فرما، دنیا اور آخرت میں سرخروئی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں صحیح نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا امتی بنا دے. اللہم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تبارك وتعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين، برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. امين يا رب.